The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50 verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Doug Heward Mills and serves as resident pastor of the Kodesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Nyankopon yetum tum wo wo netia se da de nyame na wo satra de nyina
Enura, and Danny. clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are here to pray? Lift your hand and shout amen. How many of you believe that God is a God of impossibilities? Shout your loudest amen. This morning we are going to be praying. Amen. We are going to be praying to a God who hears prayer. And every prayer that shall be uttered here is going to heaven direct. Did you say amen to that? Just sit down for a few minutes and then we will carry on by his grace. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. God's instruction for us is to lead you in prayer. Amen. And I believe that we are going to experience his grace in our lives. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse number 27. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse number 27. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. What I'm saying to all of us here is that, you know, this day, now we're going to start the service early. Amen. Because we need more time to pray. Amen. And because we have so many issues in our lives, but we're going to bring them before God in prayer. Amen. And so you must make sure at least 5:30 we have taken off and we are praying. Did you say amen to that? Right. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Pinch yourself and see whether you have flesh. If you can feel, pinch yourself. Okay, you are too gentle on yourself. Pinch your neighbor. Pinch him to see whether he will say, Ajay. Ajay. All right. If the person, that means that the person has flesh. Okay, pinch the chair you are sitting on. This is where the chair will say, Ajay. Oh, you are not doing it. I say, pinch the chair. Did you hear any sound from the chair? Is the chair saying, Ajay? That means the chair has no flesh, as it were. But you are flesh. But the Bible says, the God is the Lord of all flesh. Amen. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Somebody should clap your hands for the Lord. This verse of scripture alone is the greatest assurance that God is going to come through for you. Say amen. This verse of scripture alone is enough for you to say, my, oh my, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Amen. Your flesh, your husband's, the president is made of flesh. Your husband is made of flesh. You are made of flesh. Your children are made of flesh. Your boss is made of flesh. Every situation, every person you're going to be confronted with is made of flesh. And the Bible says that he is the God of all flesh. Amen. And he said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? This morning we are going to pray that anything that has become too hard for you, God will just walk through it for you. Say amen. Are you here today? I see God pushing walls down around you in the name of Jesus. Every limitation in your life, every wall the enemy has built, may the power of God push that wall down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I don't know what it is that it has become very hard for you, but God says that it is not too hard for him. Amen. Marriage, children, your business, your ministry, your very life, it is not too hard for the Lord. Amen. So all we are going to be doing here today and as we carry along is to pray with you. Amen. Bless God for anointed men. Bishop Fabian is here. Amen. Bishop Niajeri is here. Great men of God are here. And we are here to join our strength with your strength. Can I have an amen? Do you know that sometimes your strength is very faded? You are getting out of sort. Your strength seems to be ebbing away. And you need somebody to join his strength with your strength. We are here to join our strength with your strength. May God bring renewal into your life in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? God will do something for somebody here. We have come to a God who has no limitations. Look at a verse of scripture in Job chapter 42 and verse number 2. And we are going to start praying. Now when we pray, we are praying. Amen. As when we are praying, we are doing what? We are praying. Tell your neighbor, we are here to pray. We are here to pray. Hallelujah. Job chapter 42 verse 2. He said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholding from thee. Look at the maybe the New Living Translation so that I can get it in the English better. I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Hallelujah. I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. Nobody can stop your God. I said, nobody can stop your God. Hallelujah. I know you can do anything. Lift your eyes and say, Lord, I know you can do anything. And no one can stop you. Do you believe it? God can give you a child. God can give you a good wife. God can open doors for your life. God can expand your business. God can increase your ministry. I know you can do anything. And no one can stop you. Shout amen. Nobody can stop your God. Nobody can stop the blessing God is bringing your way. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I love this scripture. I know. That is why we are here to pray. I said, that's why we are here to pray. Because I know that you can do anything. Anything. Today, this morning, any issue you have, you are bringing it before God. And the first thing you are telling God, I know you can. You know, the first scripture says that, is there anything? You are the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for you? How many of you have, you know, sometimes we are coming, even sometimes food that you're eating, have you eaten cake that is hard before? Have you eaten fufu that the food is hard? They didn't pound the fufu well. Very hard. You can't swallow it. What a shock. Food that you're going to eat, you can be very hard. Yes. You are chewing the fufu. What a shock. There are a lot of hard things in life, but God, there's nothing too hard for him. Shout amen, somebody. How many of you can believe God today? You see, I don't know where you came from, but I want you to lay a foundation of prayer today. A foundation of faith. That we are entering, we are coming to God with faith. A God whom there's nothing too hard. God is not like you that you struggle with mathematics. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Nothing too hard for God. And then Job again. Job 42, 2. I know that you can do anything. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it wonderful? Thank God for Bishop Fabian. He's a very anointed man of God, but he cannot do everything. But God, I know you can do anything. Shout to the Lord, somebody. Are you here today? Have you ever talked to somebody about your problem? And then when you feel, you regret telling the person your problem. Because he allowed you to talk. When you started, he knew he would help you. But he didn't tell you he would help you. He made you to talk. When you free, he said, oh, the time is not good. I'm sorry. You want to give the person a knock. You should have told him from the beginning that you can't help me. But you start talking, you say, okay. When you finish, I'm really, really sorry. But God, as you're talking, angels are bringing the answers. I say, whilst you are praying, answers are coming down. How many of you are ready to talk to God today? Stand to your feet, everybody. I want us to pray and say, Lord, just bless him this morning that I know you can do anything. And no man can stop you. No one can stop you. No one can stop you. No one can stop God from working for you. No one can, even you yourself, you cannot stop God. Because God is about to do marvelous things in your life. Lift your hands and begin to talk to God and tell him who he is. Lord, I know you are the God of all flesh. I know you can do anything. And no man can stop you. No man can stop you. Kandoranabosh, kibahatosi. Zabababababakabatoshi. Rabababakabandariboshi. Lift your hands and talk to him. Talk to him this morning. I know. Oh Jesus, I know. You can heal the sick, you can open doors, you can restore the broken hearted, you can bless, you can give opportunity. Lift your voice and pray. Oh Jesus, I know you can do anything, and no one can stop you. No one can stop you. No one can stop you. Makota blanta rabaka. Shaba ba 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 ba. I know you can do anything. Talk to him. This morning, talk to God. He can do it. No one can stop him. No one can stop God. Talk to a God who has no limitation. Talk to a God who has no limitation. Talk to him this morning. I know. I know you can do anything. He will let water come out of the rock. He can let water come out of the rock. I know you can do anything. No one can stop you. Broke a battle of motion. Karoba papadana babadara of motion. Ah! Talk to him. I know. You can do anything. I know you can do anything. No one can stop him. No one can stop him. Makoba bandera balala boshi. I know. You can do anything. No man can stop you. Nobody can stop you. Kabola baketa rabashi. Rabababababa. I know. Pray to your God. There's no limitation. Pray to your God who hears prayer. I know. Raboshi. Ronda Rababa Kapanda Rabolo. Ye Kabandiki Bohotasa. Zuba Kapanda Riboshi. Haya, ya, 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 ya. Oh, 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 Karaba Bandara Rabosha. Karaba Bandara Raboshiba. Yendera Baba Bandara Rabosha Kebahani. Raba Bandara Rabosha Bandari. Ikababa do Rabo Semeri. Hey! Hey! Raba Bandara Rabaka Bandariha. Yendera Baba Bandara Baba Bay. Raba Baba Bandara Rabaka Bay. Yendera Baba Bandara Baba Bay Kabani. Yendera Baba Bandara Baba Bandariha. Raba Baba Bandara Raboshi. Yendera Baba Bandara Baba Raboshi. I know. Rabba Baba Nerobe. Rakabakota Kadi. Ziba Babadi. Ziba Babadi. Ziba Babadi. Ziba Babadi. Render Laboshiki Bahandaria. Yendera Babadera Laboshi. Render Laboki Badara Laboshi. They Kabata Robashiki. Haya Yaya Kabato. Shkiba Handar Labaka. Randara Lamashiki Dariani. Iende Kepo Takani. Hallelujah. Yeah, lift your two hands. Lift your two hands to the Lord.
Your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh.
You are the miracle.
You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
Oh, dear.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Amen. I know that you can do anything. Hallelujah. This is Job's reply to God. Then Job replied to the Lord, I know you can do anything. I know that you can do anything. You know, when you tell somebody something, that the person even has a good feeling that you believe in him. Do you believe in God? I didn't hear you. I said, do you believe in God? Hallelujah. I know that you can do anything, and no one can stop you. No one can stop you. Hallelujah. How many of you have read the Bible and see God do impossible things? Can you think of any impossible thing in the Bible? Can you think of, what can you think about? He changed water into wine. May God make your life sweet in Jesus' name. Shout amen. You see, without the impossibility, God is not God. Do you understand? Are you here or gone home? If there's no impossible God, if God's the God of impossibility, he's no God. Then God is like any politician. But bless God, God is not like any politician. Whether it's MPP, NDC, Republican, or whatever, Democrats. God is outstanding. He is God by himself. I say he's God all by himself. Shout amen. Have you read any impossible thing that God has done in the Bible? What can you think about? He made Israel walk on dry land. Open the Red Sea. May God open the Red Sea of your life. Shout amen. I say God can do anything. Shout amen. Do you believe it? If you don't believe it, you have wasted your time coming here. But if you can believe this morning, God will do impossible things in your life. Obstacles that have been there for a long time, they are bowing as you pray. Do you believe it? Have you read any impossible thing in the Bible? What have you read? He raised the dead. My. It's not a normal thing for the dead to be raised. I've seen doctors try to resuscitate the dead person and didn't work out. But God does not resuscitate. Somebody was dead for 3 days. But God stepped in and raised. May God do impossible things. Give the Lord one more shout. Hallelujah. I want you to pray this morning as if your life depends on this prayer. Can I talk to anybody here? I said this one, I should pray as if your life depends on this prayer. God will do impossible things for you. I said, will do. Can you think of any impossible thing that God has done? Pardon? A virgin. A virgin. A virgin. How can these things be? How can these things be? A virgin. Somebody that no man is kissing and squeezing his breasts. Her breasts. A virgin was able to give birth. It's an impossible thing. But God can do anything. Clap your hands and give the Lord another shout. I want you to be reminded of impossible things that God has done in the Bible. Can anybody think of any impossible thing God did in the Bible? Can anybody think? Can you think of something? Yes, think of something. Can anybody think of any? Yes. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread. If I were you, I'll clap my hands and give the Lord a shout. Amen. Somebody standing here says, my salary is 400 cedis. Will I ever drive a car? If God can feed 5,000 with 5 loaves, then you will drive a car to your surprise, because God is a God of impossibility. Shout yeah. He will do it. I say he will do it. He took 5 loaves. 5 loaves. 5,000 hungry men. I've been eating for 3 days. What a shock. And they ate. And there was excess. Somebody here, you've been a tenant for a long time. But if God can see you can build a house, God can help you to build a house. Lift your hand and shout, I receive it. Are you here today? Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray for the impossible things? I don't want anybody here to pray and say, Lord, give me 5 cities. Oh God, I'm broke, give me 100 cities. I want you to ask God for the impossible things. Shout amen. Can you think of any other impossible thing that God did? He raised the dead, yes. He made bread come from heaven. You know, in heaven, there's a place they call storehouse. In my house, I have my storehouse. My storeroom. When the milk is finished in the fridge, there's a storeroom where I keep the milk. Hey, are you there? Because if I leave all the milk in the outside, the children will drink all of it. So I'm keeping and I'm rationing it. I'm rationing the milk. Small and I bring sugar, I'll bring small. The storehouse is the place where the excess is kept. Heaven is a storehouse. God opened the door and bread. You see, it's not every bread that you eat that you must buy yourself. It's not every car that you drive that you must buy yourself. May God open the storehouse of heaven and pour the blessing into your life.
Yes.
Shout amen, somebody. Amen. This one is a morning of impossibilities.
Jesus.
It's a morning that God will make impossible things possible. Shout amen, somebody. Can you think of something else? Yes. Peter had been working for the whole night. He didn't catch any fish. But Jesus said, throw your nets. Before you realize the boat was sinking. May God give you a boat sinking blessing in the name of Jesus. Are you excited this morning? I said we are here to pray for impossible things. I don't know what impossible situation you find yourself in. But God is a God of impossibilities. Amen. I know. Somebody say, I know. You can do anything. Lift your right hand to God. Lift your hand to God and say, Lord, I know that you can do anything. And no one can stop you. No, say it one more time. Lord, I know that you can do anything. And no one can stop you. Do you believe it? Some people think that witches are bigger than God. As they are afraid of wizards and but I'm saying no wizard, no witch, no demon can stop what God is doing in your life. Shout amen. I don't know about you, but this morning I'm believing God for impossible things. You see, sometimes you must let God feel that you believe in Him. If my child comes to ask me, Daddy, Daddy, I need something from you. My child is crying. What is it? Daddy, I don't know whether you give me. Daddy, I don't know whether you give me. Daddy, I need 10 CDs. I will give my son a knock. If I can pay your school fees, I can buy plane ticket for you. Is it 10 CDs that you don't know whether I have to give you? May you ask God for impossible things and may God do it in your life. Shout amen. This morning is a month of impossible things. You are going to bring before God things that are impossible. And God is going to step in for you. We are going to pray on 5 areas. But one more time, I want you to lift up your hand and, let God know how much you believe Him. Do you understand? If my son comes to me and said, Daddy, I know that you have money. I said, say what you want to say. I said, Daddy, I want you to buy me a car. It's not small. But you see, the way the son has started the thing, Daddy, you are wild. Daddy, you are rich. Daddy, you don't want. You see, the way my son believes, I don't want to disgrace myself. The way my son believes in me, the man has come with some nice raps. Oh, Daddy, 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 hey, Daddy, you are wild, oh. I said, hey, say what you want to say. Even sometimes my wife, when she needs something from me, she will be extra nice. I say, hey, sometimes she call me my lord. I said, listen. Tell me what you want and stop this, my Lord, because you only call me my Lord when you need something from me. What a shock. But you see, the way the person believes you, you're not to disgrace yourself. God will not disgrace Himself. Are you here today? That is why when Mary came to Jesus and said, the people, their wine is finished. Jesus said, I don't want them to be disgraced also. So let me do a miracle here. I want to lift your hands and pray. Say, Lord, I believe. I want you to talk to God like you believe in Him. I want you, before you bring your request, I want you to lift your hands and pray. And tell God how much you believe in Him. How much He can do anything. and nothing can stop him. Lift your voice and pray. Kandoranaboshi. Makabato kabanderi boshi. Remi kabadi kiba. Ha kababa baba. Raketa. Zubra kanderi boshi. Meki bato kabani. Pray like your prayer, your life depends on this. Pray like your life depends on this. Shaba ba 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 ba
We pray.
Your two hands apart to the Lord. Yeah, lift your two hands apart to the Lord. Oh, soon no time. Oh, you know, For the Lord, everybody. Amen. Just sit down for a few minutes. Sit down for just a few minutes. This morning, we are dealing with impossible things. You should have shouted a louder amen. Have you ever been confronted with impossible things before? Bible says, Jeremiah 32, verse 37. 27, I'm the God of all flesh, and there's nothing too hard. Somebody walked into this prayer meeting with a load and a burden, something that a situation that is impossible, but God says that he's a God of all flesh, and there's nothing too hard for him. Can I have an amen? I normally don't watch Chinese movies, but 2 days ago I had a dream about Chinese movie. Can you understand? I mean, and I'm not a movie person. Once in a while, per chance, I chance upon something, I watch it. But I don't watch movies. But this one, it was like this. You know how these strong, heavy people, they park blocks and they hit it like this. They bam. I saw a Chinese movie. And the way the guy was moving, this one, it was not rocks. It was not cement blocks. Iron. Huge iron. Like that. And then the Chinese, the blow man in the movie, a short one. I don't know how long the you know, when you dream, you don't know how long it has been. But this was, it was, I don't think it was a long one. But I saw, and then a pile, almost as high as this thing. This Chinese man jumped up. And we want a boom, and the onion bars all divided into little pieces. And I believe that it was a revelation for somebody here. An impossible situation is going to crash in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Something that looks impossible, God is sending an angel into your life. God is sending divine help into your life. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Situations are going to crash before you. And that they will crash before you. Amen. You can do anything. And no man can stop you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We are going to pray, you know, before when we are going to pray on five major things. And after that, I'm going to ask you yourself to bring three impossible situations in your life to God. And note today, note it down. Within the next, by Easter, you will see that God has come through for you in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Hallelujah. You know, Bible says in Matthew chapter 9, I believe verse 27. Matthew 19:27. Let me find it. Right. Yeah, 26. It said, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Somebody say all things. It didn't say something, but all things. May the impossible God step into your life in the name of Jesus. The same scripture, similar scripture is in Luke chapter 1. That's when the angel came in verse 37. When the angel came and declared a few things, Luke Bible says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Why don't you clap your hands one more time for him? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Today, impossible situations are going to bow in Jesus' name. I didn't hear your amen at all. This morning, impossible structures are going to crash before you in the name of Jesus. This morning's prayer. You see, I want you to pray, like I said, as if your life depends on this. Because God is counting on you. One day, a man came to Jesus and he was sitting by and he said, Lord, if you can, you make me if you want to do it. And Jesus said, I will. And he stretched his hand and the leper was healed. May Jesus stretch his hand on your behalf. May sicknesses bow. Somebody has been to the doctor and the doctor has diagnosed something impossible. But with God, all things shall be possible. Shout amen. Somebody sitting here, you have been confronted with a situation and you don't know how it's going to come out. But what is not possible with man is possible with God. Shout amen. Now, the first area of we are going to pray about is deliverance. Bible says in Daniel chapter 3, verse 17. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Amen. and he would deliver us out of thy hand, O king. Say amen. Do you believe it? These were the three Hebrew boys. They said, God, king, it doesn't matter. If it be so, if the reason for this fight is because we serve God, then our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. I don't know what fire you're going through, but today, may God deliver you from that fire in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout amen. I don't know who you are, but as you sit here this morning, I see deliverance coming to somebody here. We are going to pray to the God who is able to deliver you from that fire. Somebody has trapped you in a certain situation, but God is able to deliver you. I said, God is able to deliver you. Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Hallelujah. That ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. You should have said amen. God is able to make all grace. This morning, we are going to pray for God to bring all grace towards you. He's able to make all grace abound towards you. May grace come to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are doing, God is going to give you grace to do it better than ever. Shout amen. If you're a preacher, you preach better than ever. If you're a caterer, your food will taste better than ever. If you're a carpenter, your work will be beautiful than ever. Whatever you do, may all grace abound towards you. I said, may all grace abound towards you. God is able to make all grace abound. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray for all grace? All grace will abound towards you. Whatever grace you need for what you do, God will make the grace abound towards you. You will see people pass other people's shop and come to your shop because all grace is abounding towards you. Say, I receive it. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I don't know what to do, but this morning, all grace is going to abound towards you. It's going to abound towards you so that you will have all sufficiency in all things and you abound in every good work. Clap your hands for the Lord. You will not lack any good thing in your life. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? How many of you are ready to pray? Now, I'm giving you two topics for now. And listen, this morning I told you we are here to pray. Bishop Niagidu is here. Bishop Fabian, other men of God are here. We are going to be praying with you. The reason for the prayer clinic is to come and pray to God. And we join our faith with your faith so that God will do impossible things in your life. Shout amen. If you find yourself in a tight corner, may God, who is able to deliver you from the fiery furnace. Shout amen. God will open a door for somebody here. Your back is against the wall, but I see you coming out. I see you coming out. Somebody's back is against the financial wall. Financially, you are in prison. But today, may the prison door be opened in Jesus' name. Shout a louder amen. Are you ready to pray? God is able. Say, God is able. Come on, shout, God is able. Shout, God is able. Hallelujah. You came to this morning prayer clinic desperate. Desperate about the condition you find yourself in. Desperate about some crisis you are in. But today, may God be able to deliver. May the able God open doors for your life. May He deliver you from the fiery furnace. I don't know what to do, but all grace will abound towards you. You will be excellent in your ministry. You'll be excellent in your work. You'll be excellent in your office. You'll be excellent in school. You'll be excellent in every area of your life. Where others have failed, you'll not fail. Should I say it again? Where others have failed, you will not fail. May you be an exception in the name of Jesus. Say, I am an exception. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? God is about to lift you higher than ever before.
is about to open doors for your life. Stand to your feet, lift your voice up, and begin to pray. Everybody, just begin to pray now. Pray. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Pray for God. Who is able to deliver? Who is able to deliver? Pray. He is able to deliver you from the burning fire. He is able to deliver you from the burning fire. Makota kabasuti. Shabababababa. Rambo kabandiriboho. Rakabakota kabandiriba. Brando karandi kisobakafata. Pray. Pray this morning. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. He is able to deliver you. He is able to deliver you. Jesus. 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 Rakabakatosha kaba. Randeribo shikiba. Mahandi kibatoka bali. Rababababali. Randeribo shibrada kefandere. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Pray this morning. Jesus, oh Jesus, lift your voice and pray this morning. This morning. Jesus. Rabba, 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 rabba Ask your neighbor, are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Now listen, let me read a scripture to you again. For God is able to make all grace abound toward you. May all grace, as you pray, all grace is coming towards you. I don't know what you do, but today, God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Grace is coming your direction. I said, grace is coming your direction. Grace to be excellent. Whatever you're doing, you're going to see excellence in what you do. Shout amen, somebody. Do you believe it? May God make all grace. Look, as I pray, angels are pouring grace into your life. Supernatural help is coming into you. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God is able. Say, God is able. I didn't hear you. Say, God is able. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? He said, he's able to make all grace abound. Abound. If you're a student, grace is abounding towards you in every area. Hallelujah. Whatever work you do, you are going to see excellence that you have never seen before. Doors are opening for you that you've never experienced before. Because all grace is abounding towards you. Receive it in Jesus' name. Do you believe it? May God is able to make all grace abound towards you in particular. Not disgrace, but grace. Grace is coming to you. Coming to your office where you sit. The chair you sit on, may grace abound towards you. The table you see behind, may grace abound towards you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is, if you're a hairdresser, may grace abound towards you. When you do somebody's hair, people will travel from other countries and come and do their hair and go back. People will come and sew with you and go back. May grace abound towards you in the name of Jesus. I see God extending your territory. God is expanding your sphere of influence. Say, I receive it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Look at it from the message, from the new NLT. NLT. It says that, New Living Translation, and God will generously provide all you need. God will do what? Generously provide. Anything you need this morning for your welfare, for your ministry, for your work, may God generously provide it for you. Receive it in Jesus' name. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over. Clap your hands for the Lord this morning. What a scripture. What a scripture. Then you will have always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Say, I am the one they are talking about here. Some of you don't believe it. That's why you are not saying it loud. Say, I am the one. Say, I am the one. May you have plenty left over in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, may you have plenty left over in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God is able to do it. God will generously provide for you. He will provide all you need. And you will always, not once a while, not under your bonus, but always, you will have plenty left over to share with those who don't have. May you become a source of blessing to many people. Lift your hands and begin to pray. Say, Lord, let grace abound towards me. Let grace, lift your hands and pray. Pray. We are going to go to the third prayer topic. But lift your hands and pray, Lord. Let grace. Let grace. Let grace. Let grace. Let grace come towards me. Let it come towards me. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. All grace. Karobo shiki bahatos. Zaba baba baba daraboshi. Rakababa kobaha. Mandarabete. Mandarabete. Rekeboka bali batoshi. Zabandi kibota fata. Pray. Pray. All grace. All grace abounding towards you. Abounding towards you. Abounding. abounding towards you. Abounding towards you. All grace. All grace. All grace. Coming to your direction. Coming towards you. Makobakato shikiba. Rababa neribo shekaba. Badiba tora mika fandi. Sababa karando shikiba. Rababa neribo kabadi. Rabato karinda kisote. Shikabato kabandi.
Hey, 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 hey
For the Lord. Go ahead and clap loud enough. We have just said, listen, we are closing at 8 o'clock. We have just a few minutes to close, and we are going to pray on something else. But remember Job 42 verse 2. What does it say? Job 42 and verse number 2 from the New Living Translation. I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. This is your word for somebody here. I know you can do anything and no one can stop you. Now we are going to pray that God will subdue everything under your feet. Amen. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. Bible says, who shall change a vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. You know, God is able to subdue everything unto himself. Can I have an amen? Bible says concerning Jesus that, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. We want to pray today. Every resistance, every opposition, may God subdue it under your feet. Did you say amen to that? Is there anybody who has had opposition in your life, people oppose you, fought against you? God is able to subdue all things. I say he's able to subdue all things. Say amen, somebody. I want you to pray this morning. I don't know what it is that is fighting against your life and fighting against your destiny and fighting against what God would want to do in your life. May God subdue that thing under your feet. He says, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. Sit down coolly. Sit down coolly until I make your enemies thy footstool. I want you to pray this morning. Are you ready to pray? Ask your neighbor, are you ready to pray? Ask him, are you ready to pray this morning? Hallelujah. We are going to stand up and pray one more time. We are going to say, Lord, is this sickness? May sickness be subdued under your feet. Say amen. Situations, you go to the doctor and doctor will say, I can't see that problem anymore. Amen. Things that have fought against your life and destiny, God will subdue it under your feet. Hallelujah. God will give the upper hand. I used to fight when I was a child. I used to fight many years ago, and I like fighting because I come after twins, two boys, and we used to fight. And then, you know, we used to fight outsiders. When my brother sees somebody passing by, they say, T, can you fight this boy? I said, Coco, easy. And I go behind, the boy is carrying baller to go and throw away baller. You know, we used to go and throw away baller at the baller. So carry the bucket, go and throw the ball, and I'll go behind, and I'll trip him, and he'll fall down. And then when he turns and we are fighting, every time I win, because sometimes the boy is stronger than me, I wouldn't know. But my brothers are always waiting. When they see that I am down, and they rush to the scene. You will never
loose in the name of Jesus. Are you there? I remember one time in school, after school, went to class. After class, I mean, I had an argument with someone in the class. And I said that we shall meet on the school field. Don't look at me as if you haven't done that before. We will meet on the school field. And so we met on the school field. Surprisingly, I had my supporters. He also had his supporters. And when we met on the school field, the referee cut out a ring for us in the red sand. And then he blew a whistle. Ready? Go! 1-2, 1-2. The boy gave me one blow. Before I realized, I was moving in the air and I fell down. Boom! I knew I was dead. I prayed, Lord, into your hands I commit my spirit. Take my life and let it be. Lord, I'm coming home. I knew I was dead. I closed my eyes. Then when I closed my eyes, I saw supernatural hand holding me, lifting me from the ground. I said, what a miracle. I read that God and said, angels, the fight. Angels came and lifted the two of us up. And when they lifted us up like that, I was afraid when I opened my eyes, the angels would drop me and they would go. So my eyes were closed. Then I tried and opened one eye like that, small. Not knowing my two brothers heard that I was in a fight. And said, no way, our brother cannot lose. I see God saying, my child can never lose that battle in the name of Jesus. You will never lose that battle. You will never lose that fight. Are you there? So they came and they lifted the two of us up. And they turned out 180 degrees. So I was down. Before I realized, I was on top. Pain held the guy's right hand. Kakra held the boy's left hand. And they said, T, give it to him. Oh, come and see. I put sand in his nose, in his mouth, in his everywhere that's opening, I put sand there. Don't let your guests go too far. But everywhere that's opening, I make sure sand entered there. What a shock. Up to last year, every time we're in class two, up to last year, every time he saw me, he remembered the fight. He died last year. But up to that time, every time he saw me, he said, hey, I remember class two. The devil never forget the blow you're about to give him in the name of Jesus. May God subdue your enemies under your feet. Stand to your feet, lift your voice and begin to pray. Say, Lord, my enemy be subdued. May opposition be subdued. May sicknesses be subdued. May diseases be subdued. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. May it be subdued. Kando kabato. Zimba baba kabakata. Pray. Rakabanda rabo shikiba. Masuka behe takadi. Zimba norianda. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Pray this morning. Clap your hands and pray. May God subdue your enemies. May God subdue your enemies. Until they become your footstool. Until they become your footstool. Lift your voice now. Lift your voice now. Shabababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab Hey, pray this morning. Pray this morning. Diseases, crisis, difficult conditions. May God subdue them. Oh Jesus. Pray. Lift your voice and pray. Subduing all things. Jesus, pray. Subdue all things. All things shall be subdued. All things shall be subdued under your feet. In the name of Jesus. Rakabakota ribo shebe. Maki bateri. Rababandi ribo kebe. Subabababababa. Rakatata. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. God will subdue them. God will subdue them. God will subdue them. Under your feet. Under your feet. Under your feet. You will win. You will prevail. You will overcome. God is on your side. Rakobandiri shedi. Yekababa kotoroboshi. Makobaba babandari boshi. In the name of Jesus. Subdue it. God will subdue it under your feet. He will subdue it under your feet. He will subdue your enemy. He will subdue your enemies. Ba 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 God is able to subdue things, to calm all things, to calm all things. Pray this. Subdue all things. I said, hallelujah. Amen. You know, when we see the word subdue all things, it means, this verse says that God is able to bring everything under his control. May God control your health. May God control your business. Amen. May God control your finances. Amen. May God, you see, the Bible says that God has made a perpetual boundary for the sea, The sea will come and come, but there's a boundary. May God set a boundary for the enemies of your soul. Receive the blessing of God for your life in Jesus' name. And the final thing we are praying about, Jude 24. The Bible says in Jude 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, you will not fall. You will not die before your time. You will not die in an accident. We cancel every evil prediction against your life in the name of Jesus. We are praying this morning that any trap anybody has set for your feet, God is able to keep you from falling. I say God is able to keep you from falling. Are you ready to commit your life into the hands of God? You will not fall. You will not fail. You will not die. May God keep you from falling. May God keep you from disaster. May God keep you from shame. May God keep you from embarrassment. Lift your hands up and commit your life to God. Ask God, Lord, I commit my life. You're able to keep me. Keep me this week, the week we're entering in. Keep me from falling. Keep me from shame. Keep me from disaster. Keep me from humiliation. Lift your voice and pray. Everybody pray. Keep you. He will keep you. Unto him that is able to keep you, that is able to keep you and present you faultless. He's able to keep you and present you faultless. You will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. Kababa daraba shikiba. Rabababa. Yandarababa kabandari. Yeah. Unto him. Unto him. That is able to keep you. He is able to keep you from falling. He is able to keep you from backsliding. He is able to keep you from sicknesses. He is able to keep you. Pray today. Pray this morning. He will keep you. He will keep you. He will keep you. Jesus. Hallelujah. You lift your two hands to the Lord. Lift your two.
Of his dry souls and kind.
Oh, for sick, who seek the land of God,
beneath thy shadow.
Captain of Israel's host. Oh, lift your hands to the Lord as you sing.
And God. Oh,
strength that grows. Fire. May you not fall into water. May you not have food poisoning. May God bless your bread and bless your water. May God take sicknesses away from you. May you enter a week of blessing, a week of the grace of God, a week of the favor of God. May God help you. May God help you. May God intervene in every aspect of your life. In the name of Jesus. May God fight your battles for you. May God fight your battles for you. May God put laughter in your mouth. Where there have been tears, may you laugh. Where there have been crying, may you rejoice. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I curse every handwriting against your life. I curse every evil prediction against your life. I curse every move of the enemy against your life. Any bad wind that will blow towards your direction, I redirect that wind. I redirect that wind. May the good wind of God blow over your life. May the good wind of God blow over your life. The wind of health, the wind of perfect health, the wind of prosperity, the wind of favor, the wind of promotion, the wind of establishment, the wind of enlargement, the wind of deliverance, may it blow over your life. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. I declare to everybody here, I declare to you, you're entering a week of freshness. May God breathe freshness over your life. May God give you fresh energy. Receive fresh energy. Receive fresh energy. In the name of Jesus. Any bad news, I drive it away from your life. News of death, news of accidents, may it be far away from you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare to you, may the spirit of excellence come upon your life. May the spirit of beauty come upon your life. May the spirit of strength come upon your life. May the favor of God come upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak into your week. You are entering a good week. You are entering a good week. You are entering a good week. This week, may life be kind to you. May life be kind to you. May life be kind to you. May God take away wicked people from your way. May God remove wicked, treacherous people from your way. I bless you this morning. 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 May the blessing of God cancel every curse. I erase bad news. I eradicate sicknesses. I eradicate disaster. I declare to you, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you shall walk in blessing. You shall walk in blessing. You shall walk in favor. May you hear good news in the week ahead of you. Receive it in Jesus' name. Somebody shout good news. Shout good news. This week you will hear good news. You will hear good news. May God help you to pass that exam. May God help you to pass that interview. May God give you the upper hand in every contention. Receive it in Jesus' name. You are blessed. I said you are blessed. I stand as a servant of God. And I call you blessed. I call you blessed. I call you blessed. I call you blessed. May people envy you because of the blessing of God. May people envy you because of the blessing of God. But may they never be able to hurt you. May they never be able to harm you. Because the Lord is your shield and your defense. The Lord is your hiding place. The Lord is the rock of your life. The Lord is your stay. The Lord is your defense. Receive it in Jesus' name. You will do well. Say, I will do well. Say like your voice is yours. I will do well. I will excel. God is on my side. So I cannot fail. I declare, my home is blessed. My business is blessed. My finances are blessed. My ministry is blessed. Today, say today, I receive all grace into my life. I receive all grace into my life. Today, I receive all grace into my life. I declare, this is a good week. I'm entering a good week. Say like you believe it. I'm entering a good week. I am protected. I am secure. I am preserved. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It shall be well with you. I said it shall be well with you.
Amen.
Somebody, your phone is about to beep. Some good news is appearing on your phone. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Your story is about to change. Somebody is about to meet somebody this week that will change your story forever. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May life be kind to you. I say, may life be kind to you. May life be kind to you.
Amen.
May you meet people along the way.
Amen.
Who shall treat you with kindness.
Amen.
They shall treat you with kindness.
Amen.
I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Your hands are blessed. Your feet are blessed.
Amen.
You will not walk on dangerous grounds.
Amen.
You walk on a safe ground.
Amen.
You walk on safe territory.
Amen.
You walk on preserved territory.
Amen.
You will not step on any landmine.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will protect you.
Amen.
Your feet are blessed.
Amen.
The food you eat is blessed.
Amen.
Nobody can poison you.
Amen.
You not eat any sport food that will give you food poisoning.
Amen.
You will not be hospitalized this week.
Yes.
Receive the blessing of God for your life. Things are working in your favor.
Amen.
It's working in your favor.
Amen.
God is sending helpers into your life.
Amen.
God is bringing helpers into your life.
Amen.
Receive divine helpers in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will do well.
Amen.
You'll be blessed.
Amen.
Clap your hands one more time for the Lord. Are you blessed today? I said, are you blessed today? Hallelujah. I sense a good week. I sense a week of divine protection.
Amen.
I sense that God who is able doing great things in your life. I sense a different story for you. A different story for your life. Amen. Clap your hands one more time.
This has been the Encouraging Word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. For this and other messages by Bishop E.A.T. Saki, visit the Vision Bookshop at the Kodesh, Lighthouse Chapel International, North Kanishi. You can also call 0274-158-250 or 0274-158-328, or send an email to bishopeatsaki@gmail.com. Keep serving the Lord.